Bethel Senior Center will be back to full service starting next week. This comes after dramatic cuts were made by the local tribe due to lack of funding. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
Wednesday was a day to celebrate for many at the Bethel Senior Center. It was the day seniors found out that the center would soon be back up to full service. Thelma Kaganik is the executive director of the center.
It's awesome. I could not be screaming and woohoo. And
Bethel's tribe, Ugusagagamute Native Council, cut senior services starting May 24th in order for the center to limp by until the end of the fiscal year. They closed the doors to the center except for 3 days a week for the most needy elders. They closed down meals altogether and cut delivered meals from 55 to 25 a day. And they shut down the popular bus system, which brought seniors to and from the center and to places in town like the post office and hospital. But starting next week, it will all be back up and running. Again, Thelma Kaganik.
I'm excited. I feel so much better. I'm actually relieved for a lot of the elders. So they can have at least their meal. Some of them have it once a day. So I'm really happy for them. I'm relieved.
What brought about the sudden return of services was new funding from a local organization and the state. The Association of Village Council Presidents gave the tribe $50,000, and the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services chipped in $15,000 in an emergency amendment to their usual grants. John Gwynn is tribal administrator. He says they should have enough funding to get to the end of the calendar year.
Oh, we're so relieved. I felt so bad about cutting the services, but I had no more money, and I it's terrible, terrible on the seniors.
Gwynn says they are working towards preventing this from happening again. They are looking at different funding sources, including Title VI federal money to the tribe.
Am I sure that it won't happen again next year? No, I'm not. But we're hoping with all of our soliciting of any and all donations from all the different agencies, grant foundations, federal government. So everybody's aware of it. It's just whether or not they have money. And we're continuing to look, and we will be looking for more funding.
The tribe is also planning to save money at the senior center by fixing many of the problems with the 40-year-old building. They will be receiving $480,000 from the state's capital budget this year for renovations and repairs to make the building more energy efficient. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.